Good evening from Manchester. Red, how are you going?
We're going to win. We only have to, we've lost two, but we only have to win every single test that's left in order to win the Ashes.
Well, it's possible. It's probably not likely, but it's possible.
Oh, talk it up a bit, Jim.
Well, Clark get 200 and the rest get 150 between them. That's 350.
Mm-hmm.
And, we bowl the Poms out for 200, make another 280 and win on the last day. And we're 2-1 down in the series. That's my wishful thinking. David Warner will be playing probably and he might make a difference, but he's like backing a 10-1 chance at the track.
Right. Are you a fan of David Warner?
I'm a fan of what he brings to the game, but I'm not convinced that he's a player who can perform consistently for Australia and coming off a drought, really, other than 193 on a flat track and a fast outfield in South Africa the other day. He's got some form at any rate, and they've got to come up with some method of trying to get some runs because they've been missing. It's like all of a sudden they're going bankrupt. And they need to find a way to get some runs on the board and put some pressure on England. So it's time Clark won the toss. He's lost the last two, although he won all four in India and we lost those four games. So we've got to try and avoid a bit of ignominy here, because if we go down in this game, it'll be the first time in 125 years that we've lost seven tests in a row. Mm-hmm. Not good.
No. Well, thank you for those happy thoughts, Jim. Go and get yourself some rest.
I'm ready to go. I'll talk to you later.
Good. Jim Maxwell at Manchester.